Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
An Elio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our Friday mini episode. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria.
Cool.
In our mini episodes, we get into conspiracy theories and everything weird, paranormal, occult, true crime, but in a mini version. Although sometimes not. Sometimes we just go just as long as our main topics. We have been discussing synchronicities lately because producer Maria's boyfriend has been having a lot of them. So why not just make some episodes out of it? These conversations have led us to kind of investigate simulation theory and like glitches, which led us to a theory that the world actually ended in the year 2012. And now we're like living in a black hole simulation. We're really on one right now. Whether we believe this or not, who knows?
It's weird.
First things first, Maria, is Craig ready to be kind of interviewed about his synchronicity?
Yeah, he's ready.
Okay, great.
Be prepared for your minds to be blown.
Great. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Craig is back.
King of synchronicity.
All right. Here's a, I'm kind of, my brain's in a bunch of places, but I'll give you the story the best I can.
A lot of different timelines.
All right. Well, the latest thing that's happened, Maria puts an old bed on OfferUp or whatever to get rid of it.
Yeah.
The bed, she gets rid of the bed. Somebody comes and picks it up. No big deal. A woman messages her and says, oh, you don't have the bed anymore. That's a bummer. Do you happen to have the mattress? And then Maria just kind of let it lie. And I was like, well, you could give her this. She's like, mattress for my daughter. I'm like, well, you can give her this mattress here. We have an extra twin mattress. You can give that to her, you know, just to help her out. And Maria just kind of like didn't message her. And I go, no, you message her. You know, it's someone who needs a free mattress for their kid. It's, you know, probably, you probably should help them out. So she does that. I tell her to give the woman my number. So I've been texting her about when to hook up to give her so she can come get this mattress. So like 4 or 5 days later, you know, we're trying to figure out a time to come. I got to go out and mail these shoes back to return them to wherever. I got to hurry up and mail them back. I don't have a printer. So I go try to find a printing place. I go into this place. I go, yeah, can you just print this return label for me? I email it to them. And the lady goes, okay, that's $5.50. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't like getting ripped off. I'm like, you're going to fucking charge me $5.50 to print one piece of paper. Are you serious?
That's crazy.
She's yeah, like, nuts. It's $5.25 for the service and $0.25 for the paper. And I'm like, So I'm about to leave. She goes, you can go to the library. And I go, just do it, you know. Print
the. That's so annoying.
Oh, my God.
So she prints it. I'm like, all right, well, I got to find a shipping place. I look at my Google Maps. I find a shipping place, like, out in the middle of nowhere. I drive to this place, label the box, go inside and give it to the shipping lady, who's very nice. She's like, I'm like, do I get a return receipt or anything? And she's like, no, just, you know, put it here. You're fine. I go home. You know, I'm about 45 minutes from home. I go home. I'm texting with the woman about picking up the bed that night. She's like, okay, I'll pick it up after 7. So she texts me after 7, comes to pick up the bed. It's the woman who just helped me at the shipping place.
No.
Come on.
She comes. I go, didn't I just see you? And she goes, oh, yeah, I was thinking the same. I go, the shipping place. She goes, yeah.
That is so insane.
I was not planning on being in this area. I was about to walk out and not get the label printed, which would have made me not go to the nearest shipping place to that, which was where this woman worked.
But this was 45 minutes away.
From my home, yes. This is insane.
I
mean,
that
you could not.
That is so crazy.
What are the fucking. I had been texting with this woman 4 to 5 days before.
That's crazy.
Trying to arrange a pickup for this mattress. And then I go into the work where she's at. And like,
that
I only made
so
a connection
weird.
With her because she was, the only reason I even noticed her was because she was very happy. I go, oh, you're in a good mood. And then she's like, oh, I try to be, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm behind a mask. She's behind a mask. And I still fucking recognized her when I saw her without the mask.
Why do you marry her then?
Anyway, it's to the point now where it's getting kind of undeniable that either the world ended and we don't know it, or,
well, you know what's happening is that since the pandemic hit, everyone's budget has gone down, and so the TV show about your life, your Truman Show, they have to reuse actors.
Dude, oh my God, that's, I mean, exactly it. You're right.
It's you cannot explain. I'm texting with this woman for days before I even decide to ship this box. And then I go to the location where she's at. I see her while I just got a text from her like 15 minutes before in my pocket. And I interact with this woman. And then that's just crazy.
Why do you think all these synchronicities are happening to you, Craig?
I don't know. Is
or
it
do you
just
think
me?
You just notice them?
Is it just me?
I mean, it seems to be just you.
Well, no, because I think, I mean, I'll have weird stuff like that where I have this one client who kind of books sessions irregularly. Every time I think of her, every time I'm like, oh, so-and-so hasn't booked a session in a while, the next morning I will wake up with a session booked from her. Like, I'll have little things like that, right. But I won't have right. them to yeah. the magnitude that you have them.
I mean, I've just had two really massive ones that are freaking me out. Now, like, it's like simulation, man. I can't explain it. Like, you can't, like, that is so, like, as many people as there are, that just yeah. happens to be, like, what the fuck? Sorry for my language, but.
It's, I mean, not in front of ladies. Crazy.
No, it's crazy. That is absolutely
is crazy.
Yeah, that's really wild.
I'm excited to see what's going to happen to you next.
I'm scared, yeah.
All
right, frankly.
I'll give you back to Maria. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Craig.
Thank you to all my fans out there. I appreciate all the love. All right.
All the Craig heads.
There are a lot of Craig heads, oddly.
Oh, yeah. Pretty weird, huh?
Yeah, that is.
It's weird.
It is weird. I know. So, Maria, how do you feel about Craig having a new girlfriend?
I know. I think it's really sick that it was all happening right under my nose.
Yeah. Well, you can't stop fate. It's like that movie Serendipity.
Yeah, I know.
Melissa, these synchronicities, they happen to Craig, sometimes they happen to other people, although I think they happen more often than we really realize. What is a synchronicity?
So a synchronicity is what the essential meaning of it. It's a series of coincidences that seem unpredictable and unbelievable. And it was coined by Carl Jung, or Jung. Is it Jung or Jung? Carl Jung. To refer to coincidences that feel charged with emotion and meaning. So it's like a meaningful coincidence. Like, everyone experiences coincidences, but like synchronicity is like on a whole other level of like what is happening.
They talk about synchronicities a lot. We should have them on at some point with Greg and Dana Newkirk in their show Hellier. They talk about synchronicities like as meaningful coincidences a lot. We should have them on to kind of discuss it. in talking about these synchronicities, I found, and Craig had mentioned last time, that there's this conspiracy theory that the world ended in 2012 and that now we're living in this simulation, and that like the simulation just like only has so many plot lines, which is why, you know, we have these synchronicities or glitches, because like,
which is why you keep seeing the same people in different timelines.
Yeah, like algorithm just keeps like repeating itself.
What do you mean the same people in different timelines?
Like the girl or the woman that Craig saw or that was texting
with.
No,
she wasn't a woman. She's a girl.
So the girl that Craig was texting with, I was telling him that because he's in the Truman Show, they have to keep reusing actors because everyone's budget has gone down because of the pandemic.
He told me that I'm in his timeline and that he already died or whatever. This is what he told me the other day. And I'm stuck here with him because I'm in his timeline. But the other Maria, the one that's in my timeline, is out there doing like all the things she wants to do in her life. So me consciously as Maria in Craig's timeline just has to deal with the life I'm living here.
Like you're out like living on a ranch riding horses.
Yeah. And I'm like, and that Maria is like doing like really, really well.
You have like a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah. So that made me feel great.
A Pulitzer Prize?
Yeah, I have a Pulitzer Prize.
Yeah, so there's this conspiracy that the world ended and now we're just in a simulation that's like repeating itself with like only so many like algorithm choices. So that's mm-hmm. why we see all these things all the time. So mm-hmm. this guy, Nick Hinton, it's at Nick Hinton with two N's on Twitter. He's like a...
I thought when you sent this thread, I thought it was Nikki Hilton. I was like,
can you...
Nikki Hilton have to say
I
that?
Wish the Hilton sisters were conspiracy theorists. That would be so fucking
I'm
amazing.
I'm sure Paris is.
Well, she's a DJ. That's like just one step removed.
That's one step away.
Yeah.
It says he's a dimension jumping artist, a philosopher, and the founder of the Institute for Folly.
Sorry, but if you call yourself a philosopher...
A time-hopping philosopher.
If you're a time-hopping philosopher, then no. I don't
you're
believe
just nuts.
You.
And then you... He goes to Burning Man and he's an entrepreneur.
No, if you're a philosopher, then you're a DJ.
Yeah. And that's what you do. He said he's wanted to talk about the world ending for a while now. And now, like, finally is the right time, I guess. This is a post from July 2019.
There.
Yeah. But he says he can't find anything online about it anymore, like as if it's been scrubbed or wiped from the internet. And to be honest, I tried to Google it. I couldn't find anything about it either, except this thread.
About 2012 being the end of the world?
I mean, there's stuff about like the Mayan calendar.
That's
but there's
the Mayan calendar thing.
Yeah, but there's nothing about like the world ended and now we're living in a simulation. Like those things don't
that's
exist.
That's Craig's theory.
Yeah, so that's what this is about. But there's nothing about it on the internet except for this thread that I've read. So he said, I can't even remember the first time I heard this theory. I did find a video of Max Lawhon, that child genius from YouTube. Who is that? I don't know that.
Who is that?
I don't know.
I don't need child geniuses either. Like,
I don't either.
Child geniuses.
What about Bobby Fischer?
I don't need a Bobby Fischer. I don't need a Doogie Howser. I don't need any of that. Wasn't Bobby Fischer a child prodigy too, though?
No.
He was a chess player.
But he wasn't a child prodigy, was he?
Or yeah, was I think he was.
Oh.
Look it up. I'm sure he was. I mean, you don't just learn chess.
He's a chess prodigy.
Oh, so not necessarily child.
He was.
I'm sure he started
smart.
As a kid.
But I don't need them. Like, I can, like, I want them in the world, of course, but everyone needs to stop talking about them. I don't need them, like, paraded around.
Yeah, I don't need someone who's younger than me, who's smarter than me. I don't, like, yeah. I get it. I don't
exactly. Ellen, like Ellen's always the one to like parade.
Oh yeah,
around.
Ellen is. I was like, where are you watching all these children, Maria? But then I was like, okay, you're watching Ellen
every day. Ellen has a new like crazy amazing child
yeah.
on
yeah.
who like
they can always just
dances.
Say the states backwards. Like that's all they can ever
but
do.
But I will take Sophia and Rosie. Any
oh, those
day of
two
week.
Girls. Yeah.
Okay.
They were,
yeah,
they were
that was it. And then everyone else, like, get out of here. See Justin Bieber. See what happens.
Okay, so is this an episode on children, or is this an episode on the world ending? I'm just curious, because we need to figure out how to write
What's
the show
the
notes.
Difference, am I right?
Yeah.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So they're saying that 2012 was the year scientists at CERN finally found the Higgs boson, the particle Stephen.
Higgs boson?
It's the particle Stephen Hawking predicted could destroy the universe.
Oh.
Or in other words, cause the universe to undergo a catastrophic vacuum decay. Well, what would happen if we destroyed the universe, he said? Would we know? Maybe CERN accidentally created a black hole that sucked us in without us even noticing, and we've just been living in it. Some physicists actually believe that this is possible, and there's a National Geographic article on it that we can look at in a bit. There's an old cliche argument that nothing has felt right since 2012.
That's what Craig said.
Yeah. There's some sort of calamity happening almost daily, mass shootings. Did we all die and go to hell? Maybe we're in a simulation. Mm-hmm. I think we live in a series of simulations. Perhaps the universe was destroyed by CERN and our collective consciousness was moved into a parallel universe next door that is almost identical.
I can get behind that.
Yeah. And so now he starts talking about the Mandela effect. In fact, there are people out there who are reporting small differences in this reality than the one that they remember before 2012. Yeah. This is a phenomenon often referred to as the Mandela effect. Below is one of the most famous ones, and he cites the Berenstain bears.
I know what the Mandela effect is. Like, I know we've talked about it, but I know what it is. It's just people hearing something wrong or seeing. It's not that, like, you it's not that, like, you remember a different timeline. It's just that your memories cross.
Well, that's what that How To with John Wilson had an episode on Mandela being like, these are actually just people with bad memories. And they're like,
oh, yeah. I've watched the first episode of that and it was great. I haven't watched the rest of them.
Yeah,
Melissa, it's not Berenstain, it's Berenstain is what it actually is.
I know
is.
It's Berenstain, but in my mind it's Berenstain.
Yeah, it's Berenstain. Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's just
okay.
Because you probably knew a Stein, you know, like Leonard Bernstein, or like you just like have Stein in your, you didn't know anyone named Stain. It's just like, I don't get the whole
what about the
thing.
Band Stained? I know,
well, yeah.
Them.
Exactly.
That could possibly be it, too. There's like Febreze being spelled a different way. Febreze only has one E.
Wait, Breeze is F-E-B-R-E-Z-E? It's not B-R-E-E-Z-E?
Yeah, because that's how Breeze is spelled normally.
I don't. There's like some other shit, too, that he cites here. Then there's like the Nelson Mandela
Skechers
thing.
Skechers doesn't have a T in it?
No, of course not.
See, I don't remember Skechers having a T in it.
Looney Tunes has an E. Looney Tunes instead of Looney Tunes.
I remember Looney Tunes.
Wait,
like that.
You,
like I remember them all like
it
that.
What are you saying? It has an E.
Oh, some people think it does. It's spelled L-O-O-N-Y.
No,
that's crazy.
If that's what you think, then you're not right.
No, that's not what I think.
I know. It just makes me angry that these people are like, there's a different timeline. It's like, no.
You're just stupid.
You're just a bad speller.
These ones I don't agree with. Like Febreze, Skechers, Looney Tunes, and JCPenney. I'm like, I don't remember any of these as being different than like what they actually are. So then Mandela effects get much creepier, though. They say some people remember the Statue of Liberty being in a totally different location. That location being Ellis Island. It's actually on Liberty Island.
Liberty Island.
I think that's just something you just mix up when you're like in fourth grade. You're trying to like study where things are and you mix it up. Yeah. And then you just like never really get it right. Here's a painting clearly depicting the statue at Ellis Island with no other islands nearby. Was the artist just not paying attention? Did he like it better this way?
I don't know the geography of New York, Ellis Island, Liberty Island. I don't know where what is.
Me either. Now, if that's not strange enough, if you go on Google Maps Street View, there's a few specific areas of Liberty Island where the Statue of Liberty is just gone. And then he goes, residue from a previous timeline. Melissa, you had another buzzkill theory.
Okay, so Google Street View images are known to be like fucked up. Like there's Instagrams and Twitters dedicated to like funny things people see on Google Street View where like this picture stitch thing doesn't line up and like something's cut off weird.
Yeah.
I found one. I'll send you guys one I found once. And it's one of my favorite pictures.
Is this going to be like a nude pic
Bigfoot's
or something?
Dick
no,
or something?
This is something I really did find and I saved it because I knew how funny it was and I thought this is really good.
Oh, no. So there are these two pictures that you can't see the Statue of Liberty, but they fixed them now. So if you go to Google Street View, you can see it now.
Oh, okay, here we go. Okay.
Uh-oh.
You guys, I'm going to send it to you. So I was like looking at houses or whatever and on, you know, going to Street View, seeing what was out there, I came across this guy.
It's the dog?
Yeah, it's just a dog that's walking alone on the street.
That's so funny.
A dog.
Poor guy.
Hey, I dog. Thought that was so funny. He's just that. He's just this guy that's like walking along,
just shooting
it's
the
just
shit.
A picture of a dog. You're like, guys, I found the craziest thing on Street View.
It's like walking itself.
Do you guys ever just go on Street View to like a random place in the world and just take yes. a walk around?
Yeah, it's like a virtual tour. It's so fun.
Yeah,
it's so fun.
That's a funny dog. That's funny.
Thank you.
That's a good boy right there.
That's a good one.
That's a good boy right there.
What else is there? So it's like he just like cites more shit like this. It's, you know, could be either you're either stupid or there's different timelines.
You're either stupid or there's multiple timelines. It's been a while.
Hold my head up high.
Oh, no, it is a Stain song.
Hell yeah.
Anyways, so he thinks... Anyways, he thinks we're living in 2012, the world dies, and now we're in some sort of...
Nikki Hilton thinks we're living in a simulation. That's cool.
Yeah, so that's that theory.
Well, there was that movie 2012 with John Cusack that was all about the end of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which I haven't seen. Have you guys seen it? No.
Melissa,
is it a must?
What are you talking about? Don't act like everyone's seen it.
What? It's like, it's one of the big disaster end of world movies. I thought everybody sees those.
Is it good?
Yeah. It's a great disaster. I love every single like the world is ending movie. I'll watch them no matter what.
You are a big Day After Tomorrow head. Like that came out.
Oh, I love
like,
it.
Let's go.
Love it. I just watched it again recently.
Isn't The Rock in 2012 or am I making that up?
He's in he's in San Andreas. They're all the same. They're the same.
Andreas, that's right.
What this article that from National Geographic that's like, are we living in a black hole?
Yeah, I keep trying to read it, but then it like makes me subscribe to National Geographic, which I'm like not trying to do with my life.
Yeah,
are
this
you
website
a
is not. I can't read it on mine either. This is not loading.
Like any other podcast would just put in their email address, but no. Yeah, what is the email?
We got an email about a synchronicity today. It's from Joanna. It's a synchronicity times three. It says, hi, ladies. Boy-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yoing. I have a lot of boy-yo-yo-ings in here. I had the craziest day a couple months back where all the web crawler synchronicity stars were aligning. I cannot remember what episode it was, but in the beginning of the episode, y'all had mentioned the rings from Ring Crush that you got as gifts, and I work at Ring Crush. We're all dedicated listeners. Yeah, thank you. I haven't been able to give them to you guys because we got them in March.
I was thinking about it today. I was going, I wish I had my Ring Crush ring.
I have them, and they're wonderful. Maybe if I see you guys in a couple years, I'll give them to you. That was amazing enough and made our day, but obviously not an insane, crazy coincidence. But then later in the episode, Maria started talking about her imaginary elephant named Pringles.
What? Why don't I remember this? I don't remember any of this.
I remember this. And as she was saying this, I was at work at Ring Crush eating Pringles.
That's pretty crazy.
Wait. I can't remember. I think it was like the H.H. Holmes episode where I remember you saying something about you had an elephant named Pringles. I don't know why I remember.
Well, I must have been in another dimension for this episode.
That was a lie.
That was a big lie.
You don't have an elephant is what you're saying.
And my coworker Ivy and I had just been talking about how we hadn't had Pringles in years. So that sent us reeling. But the craziest moment was that same night I was on a run in my neighborhood and stopped to look at the sunset. From behind me, I hear footsteps approaching, so I start to move off the sidewalk. But before I do, I hear a voice yell, "Honk, honk!" And it was a group of teenage boys on a run, and one yelled, "Honk, honk!" to get me to move.
That's
but
funny.
Who says "honk, honk" besides Allie?
Teenage boys, that's my personality.
Yeah, most people would have said beep, beep. So that sent me spiraling, and I knew I had to email, but never did because time is an illusion. I'm attaching a screenshot of my conversation with my coworker from when it happened because I was truly shocked. Anyway, I would die for y'all. Bye, Joanna.
Whoa.
In the text, she's like, I'm losing my mind. I'm on a run, and I stopped, and a voice said, honk, honk, and it was a pack of teenage boys. This is the third web crawler's coincidence of the day.
Pack of teenage boys.
We're infiltrating. Wow. Maybe we are controlling the simulation. Who knows?
I don't think so, because I wouldn't. This is
life would be going better than this.
These are my hands.
Yeah.
Nothing's going well for me. Wow. Well, I really am curious as to like other people's synchronicity stories and like what they think about like simulation theory or like glitches or really what's going on here. Because I mean, something's a little funky or maybe not. Who knows? Maybe it's just like what Maria is saying is just people have bad memories and are stupid and just are trying to make themselves feel better by being like, oh, it's a dimensional thing.
Well, I think the synchronicity stuff is weird, but I think the Mandela effect stuff is just people thinking that it's just people not realizing that they can be wrong, that their memories can be wrong.
I agree. Yeah, Mandela effect is a little overboard, and that's just like, oh, I remembered this wrong. It's not necessarily that like the timeline broke, but the synchronicity thing is something to, I think, look into.
Yeah. So let's get on it. Let's get to it.
So let's look into it. Melissa, if people want to reach us, where can they reach us?
You can email us at webcrawlerspod@gmail.com and find us on Twitter and Instagram at webcrawlerspod. And we're on,
Sounds good to me. Figure it out yourself. Let us know any of your synchronicity stories or any of your theories. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria.
And her elephant, Pringles.
Pringles.
Bye.
Bye.
An Erios original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.